Hello, welcome to Stories for Wonderful Children, the podcast where I share the recordings of the bedtime stories I've told my children over the years. I'm Dan Wendelin, your host and storyteller. Today's story continues the tale of the royal twins Ia and Dak, in which Ia and Shan go on their long-awaited date and go on a bit of a spying adventure. The wonderful children are having a little bit of a disagreement about choosing what Ia and Dak ate on their date, which I've edited out, but you'll hear the very end of that still in the podcast. I hope you enjoy the story.
So, despite sending all her messengers out, Queen Ia did not hear any news of the call all week. And so she instead busied herself getting ready for her date with Shan. She wanted to look her very prettiest. So she went through all her dresses, and the first thing she did was pick out her favorite dress. Can you guess what color her favorite dress was, Diana?
Purple and silver.
That's right. It was purple and silver. And she had a favorite way to fix her hair, Rebecca, when she wanted to be extra pretty. You know how she fixed her hair?
Curly.
Yep. So she had her hair curled. She had on her purple and silver dress. And Diana, she had on her favorite shoes. Can you guess what color they were?
Silver.
They were silver. That's exactly right. And they were sparkly. And then she had her nails painted. You know what color she had her nails painted, Rebecca?
Green.
That's right. They were sort of a light green color. Like sort of the color of very, very new plants when they first come up out of the ground.
You mean the color of light grass?
Right, exactly, when it first comes up out of the ground. So she got on her horse and she took a couple guards with her because she never knew, you know, what was going to happen next. Because sometimes it was dangerous in her kingdom. Sometimes Lord Abner showed up again because clearly he was no longer banished out of the kingdom, although she wondered if they'd managed to get him out of his rusty armor yet. And she had no idea where the Kaa was. Someone who could turn into a raven could be anywhere, because it could fly far and fast. So, she got to the village that had her favorite restaurant, and she went in, and Shan was already sitting at a table, and she sat down next to him, and they ordered some food. Shan ordered first. He got to order the appetizer. You know what he ordered for the appetizer, Rebecca?
What? I'll let Diana pick.
What do you think he ordered for the appetizer, Diana?
Bread with salad?
Yes, bread and salad. And they both ordered something to drink. You know what they ordered to drink, Rebecca?
Yeah, or lemonade and what was his name again?
Shan.
And Shan ordered orange juice. Wait, he ordered water.
That's right, he ordered water. He asked, actually, if they had any, like, rainwater out in a rain barrel. And they said that they didn't. And so he said that just a bucket of water would be fine. Because you're right, he likes water a lot, because he's a storm mage. So they sat down and they told each other about their week, what they'd done. And Shan told her about how he had been hired by a kingdom quite some distance away that was having trouble with lightning striking their castle. They had put up lightning rods all over the castle, but even though the lightning had caught the castle on fire several times, so Shan had gone, and he had used some storm magic to make sure that lightning didn't hit the castle and catch it on fire, and that when it did hit the castle, it always went straight to a lightning rod. Because lightning rods, when lightning hits lightning rods, it conducts the electricity safely into the ground instead of catching something on fire. Shan said, so how was your week? And Ia told him about her week, about how she had gone to her friend's village, and about how all the livestock had been eaten by this thing called the Kaa. And she said, I don't suppose this Kaa is anyone you know, is it? And Shan said, no. Shapeshifting magic is very different from storm magic. And even if this Kaa went to the same school for magic that I did, we wouldn't have been in the same classes because you have to learn very different things to be storm mage. And Ia said, okay. And then they ordered their meal. Shan ordered shrimp, fried shrimp. And Ia decided that she wanted macaroni and cheese. but she had something very unique about her macaroni and cheese. She liked her macaroni and cheese with toast that had been buttered and then crumbled up over the top. And she also liked it, little tiny bacon bits over it. And so that's what she had. Every chef in the kingdom knew how to make that recipe. They called it macaroni and cheese a la Ia.
Yeah, because that was her name.
Every chef in the kingdom.
Because
she was the queen. And so if the queen came to eat at your restaurant, you wanted to be able to make her favorite dish. And after they'd finished dinner, they went outside, and Shan asked Ia if she'd like to go for a flight among the clouds. And Ia said, sure. And he said, okay. And she saw him do this with his finger. Just made a circle once, like that. And then she began to feel the wind pick up and swirl around them faster and faster and faster and faster until the wind lifted them up into the air. It was a really strong wind. Lifted them up into the air, and they were flying along. They flew all the way up into the clouds, and Ia just looked around. It was so beautiful. Fortunately, she was not afraid of heights. She had never been up in the clouds before, and...
Except on the airplane.
No, there aren't any airplanes in her world. At first, she was just enjoying looking at her land below her. They flew back to where the castle was, and she enjoyed seeing the castle from the air. And then she saw something that interested her.
Even more than the castle.
Circling in the clouds below them was a large raven. And Ia said, Shan, look. And he couldn't hear her because the wind was so loud that it was just sort of roaring. So she pointed, and he sort of looked, and then he nodded his head because he saw the raven too. They were much higher than the raven, and so the raven had not seen them. For all they knew, it might be an ordinary old raven, but they decided to follow it. The raven circled slowly around the castle 3 or 4 times, and then it began flying off to the north in an almost straight line. They followed it, and soon it passed out of her kingdom. And soon it was crossing over a desert. And that got a little tricky because Shan is a storm mage, and there aren't a lot of storms over the desert. But fortunately, it was crossing over a rather narrow portion of the desert, which is good because they sort of started to lose some altitude. It was a good thing it was nighttime or the raven would have seen them. And then they saw the raven fly into a camp of tents. Ia looked down, and she realized that she recognized those tents. And so she tapped Shan on the shoulder and she pointed back to her own kingdom. So they flew back and they landed in her castle. And after the winds had died down enough they could talk, Ia said, I don't know, but I think that was the Ka. And that those tents he was going to, that's Lord Abner's army. I recognized them from when they were camped outside. And Shan said, but didn't we burn those tents up with lightning? Oh, yeah, said Ia. They must have sewn new ones that look exactly like the old ones. Said Shan.
Or maybe they had just burned the lightning out.
Ia said, well, now that we know the Ka, it wasn't just hungry. If that's him, he's eating the livestock intentionally to try to make the kingdom poor so that Lord Abner can come in again and take over from me. Well, said Shan, I'm not going to let that happen. Dak, who was sitting there with them in the throne room hearing about the news, said, well, that was some date you all had. On my dates, all we do is, you know, maybe go for a horseback ride or something. You all are spying. Well, said Ia, it certainly was a unique date. So, what are we going to do about Lord Abner and the Ka? Well, now that we know where he's coming to and from, perhaps we can capture him. Do you have a good way to capture a shapeshifter? Said Shan, I can't really think of one.
How about...
Well, he can't...
They just put lightning on him.
Shan doesn't like to use his lightning. If you hit someone with lightning, they could get very bad. They get very badly hurt. And Shan doesn't like to do that.
Oh, I think I've got it. Shan could make a cage out of lightning.
I could do it. Shan said, well, I don't really know. But at the place that I went to school, I bet that some of the professors there might have a way of dealing with a shape-shifting wizard. They may even be willing to lend a hand, because, particularly if he was a student there, they don't like to see their students do bad things. Well, said Ea, will you go? Well, I'll go, said Shan. The school's on another continent, so it will take me several days to fly there and back. Okay, said Ea.
Fly?
Yeah, he's gonna fly there. And so tomorrow night I will tell you about Shan's trip to his old school, and about what Ea and Dak did while he was gone.
Thanks for listening to Stories for Wonderful Children. I created today's story, but questions and witty commentary were supplied by my children. The music was created by Brandon Thompson. Your reviews and personal recommendations are the main way that new listeners find the show, so thank you for spreading the word. I'd love to hear your feedback, so feel free to get in touch via email or social media, which are listed in the show notes. Until next time, I'm Dan Wendelin, reminding you to tell someone you love a story.